Well, this past week was senior high camp for the Illinois District at Camp Table Rock in Missouri. And I want to show you a video that they made from the camp this week that highlights the events of this past week for the Illinois District at Camp Table Rock. So now then, I would like all of our youth camp attendees to come up and to have a seat on the platform. And you're going to need microphones that you can pass back and forth.
I got a lot of voices, okay.
But it will be recorded this way. And we have one more seat up here for one of the two of you, since Greg is not here.
Yeah, sure.
So I would like to start down here and just introduce yourself, if you wouldn't mind, so that everybody knows who you are.
I'm Preston.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Raven.
I'm Lacey. I'm Peyton.
I'm Carissa.
I'm Jay. I'm Jace.
I'm April.
I'm Pastor Tim. Just so that we're clear on all of these things. Well, rather than just jump in and ask you anything about it, I would like to open it up and let the congregation have an opportunity to ask any questions you might have that our panel would be able to answer for you this morning.
What was your most life-changing point this week?
I think it was when I heard the song The Rock Won't Move by Vertical Worship. I just really felt God through that song, and I'd be honored if I could sing it for you guys, honestly. So if you guys give me that opportunity, I will. You got the words on the screen. Go for it.
Jay, Sandy's writing it down. She'll hold you to it, too.
I'll hold you to it, too, so.
Vertical worship.
The pastor.
Mine would have to be on Wednesday night. I got a calling to be a worship leader, and it was just life changing and really moving for me. And yeah.
So like, actually, it was like whenever we were at the altar praying, I was praying with Peyton, and me and Peyton have been like through a lot of the same stuff, and that just made me know that like I wasn't alone.
I liked on Thursday whenever we took communion, where you could go get anointed or like write something you were gonna give to God and pin it on the cross.
Honestly, that's kind of a hard question for me because it was really emotional every night. But honestly, I have to agree with Raven on Thursday night at communion.
I think it was the sermons at the end of the days.
This was Greg's first year sponsoring, being a camp sponsor. And the most God-filled moment that I had at camp was seeing Greg go to the altar and pray with a student that was in his Blitz group. I will explain that in a minute. But he told me later that the boy's name was Lane, and he saw Lane go to the altar. And then Lane stood up and came back to a seat, and he said that Lane had tears streaming down his face, and he said he just felt moved to go and pray with Lane. So he went to where Lane was sitting and knelt down and prayed beside Lane. And as a mother, that's probably one of the most amazing experiences I could have had at camp.
Now, in addition to this group of teens that we have here, we had six more?
Total 12.
Okay.
I thought it was 13.
So who else?
Oh, Michael. Okay. Alyssa. Abby, Rayan,
Drew,
Ryder.
Ryder. Okay, and for various reasons, the other teens could not be here this morning. Some of them were working. Some of them had family obligations, I believe, that they couldn't be here for this. Huh?
Some did not wake up. Some did not wake up.
And so, this is a large portion. A majority of the teens who went to camp. Now, when you just asked that question, what was the most important thing, you realize that not a single one of them mentioned what the video showed emotionally, most of, the activities. It wasn't the activities that really was impressive. It was the services. It was the interactions. It was the people. Now, a couple of you mentioned the communion service. Would one of you like to explain how the communion service took place?
No. Basically, after the evening service, we all went down to this clearing where they had it was like a white cross and just a bunch of wooden benches. And we sang a couple songs. Pastor Rick talked a little bit. And then we could either pray at our seats, write something that we were giving to God on a piece of paper and pin it to a cross that they had, or go be anointed and then take communion if we wanted to.
But this was all done in silence. Like, we had to walk down there in complete silence. We were down there in complete silence. We had to walk back to our cabins in complete silence to keep it, like, emotionally, like, the spirit with us.
Yeah. It was.
Do you remember what Pastor Rick said as we were walking from the chapel down to the amphitheater?
I don't know.
I didn't even know he said anything.
Do you? As we were walking from the chapel down to the amphitheater, it's probably about the distance from the church to the parsonage, Pastor Rick told us to, as we're walking on our journey, think about the journey Christ took from Jerusalem to Golgotha.
So, other questions?